Okay, hello. Good to be here.
All right. So tell us a little bit about what we are going to see. I'm really excited to see this play. I'm a big fan of theater.
This is a really fun play, but I mean, like, it is an emotional play, but it's also a lot of comedy. And it's a play about a family, a story about a family is made up of two friends, Chrissy and her best friend, Tony. Tony is a two-spirited gay man. He is also does drag, and his drag character is named Lady Naha. And so he's a big fan of Lady Gaga. And so we also use the music of Lady Gaga. And Chrissy is a Awawaki, a transgender Blackfoot woman. And she is also a mother. She's raising her nephew, Richie. She's estranged from her father, Joseph. In this play, her father shows up after decades later and has never known her as Chrissy. Like I said, an emotional play, but it's also it's a comedy. And it's also a drag show. And a lot of it is based on my experiences raising my nephew, and then also the relationship between my friend Troy and I. So Tony, the character Tony, has a lot of inspiration from Troy. Chrissy, I would say, is very similar to me, but also to a lot of women in my life who are caregivers, taking care of their kids and nieces and nephews. And then also the father is kind of based also on my father. I think it's a play about reconciliation too, like within family. And so it's essentially what it is. It's a story about family. What I wanted to accomplish with this play, one of the things was to let people know that being transgendered, being two-spirited, LGBTQ in our community has been with us since time immemorial, and it's always been something that was honored, respected. When I started writing this play, I was thinking I'm writing for a Blackfoot audience and also a LGBTQ Indigenous audience. But then I started to think about, oh, yes, well, there's also going to be a lot of non-Indigenous people coming to this play. And I think that what they're going to see is family relationships and the family dynamics. I know that people, my friends, colleagues, they go through the same thing, too, in their families. It's not that different. You know, they're also dealing with a lot of issues, the trauma passed from one generation to another, and confronting parent, the relationship between parent and child, and relationship between friends and chosen family. So there's also the relationship between Chrissy and her son Richie, and how it is with a teenager and a mom, and they're butting heads with each other all the time. There's that there in there too. So I think that they'll be able to identify these things. But I can't emphasize more that this really does have a lot of comedy and humor. And I think, like, within our community, the Indigenous community, we laugh a lot in dark times, and we find humor in a lot of these emotional and these situations. So there's a lot of laughs, and it's very entertaining. And I think that the set, we were lucky to have John Doucette, who is a set Indigenous set designer, come up with an amazing set. And so it's going to be quite the show.
That sounds so exciting. And, you know, they say laughter is medicine. And, you know, this journey of writing this, and you said it was quite the process to be on stage now. How was that part of your healing journey?
Oh, I've shed so many tears, like happy tears and also, you know, mourning the loss of my friend, Troy, because he was originally supposed to be one of the actors in this play. But just to see the characters come to life, like, in front of me, and everything that my friend and I talked about, like, and it's such a great cast of people, the actors, director, everybody. And it just feels like, I don't know, it just feels so good to see your dreams come to life.
Thank you so much for joining us, the beautiful and talented Sable Sweetgrass, Negosane Kinanasko Mitnan, for coming in here today. And of course, you're tuned into CJWE.